This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Georgia says Helene damage to ag tops $6.46 billion, and CropLife CEO points out positives in herbicide strategy. States and Farm Bureau begin to assess hurricane damage. Hurricane Helene had an estimated $6.46 billion impact on Georgia's agriculture industry. That according to preliminary reports announced by Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper. Of the total impact, the preliminary direct losses to farm families and forest landowners reached nearly $3.2 billion. We have a long, long road ahead, but we will not stop working until we've delivered the relief Georgia farm families desperately need, Harper wrote on a post on X. Milton's destruction? Well, Florida, on the other hand, just beginning to project the estimated damage of Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton, which struck the state on Wednesday night. Economists at the American Farm Bureau Federation anticipate that vegetables will experience the most loss at $1.6 billion, followed by fruit and tree nuts, which are expected to see about $1.3 billion in damages. In total, American Farm Bureau estimates over $5.7 billion in damages to Florida's agriculture sector. The estimates rely on 2022 U.S. Census of Agriculture data, along with power outage data from yesterday. Phosphates may have been spared. Josh Linville, director of fertilizer at StoneX, told RFD TV yesterday morning that Milton's sudden turn south meant that Tampa managed to avoid the worst flooding and damage. Slightly more than 60% of the phosphate fertilizer produced in North America comes from Florida, Linville said. That includes mining, processing, and production facilities clustered near Tampa. Linville said on X, too early to know for sure, but it looks like phosphate production dodged a huge bullet. Major phosphate manufacturer, the Mosaic Company, said it's checking on its employees' safety. When conditions allow, we'll begin assessing the impacts on our operation, the company said in a brief statement. CropLife CEO, final herbicide strategy has a lot of wins. EPA's final herbicide strategy, developed in an effort to protect threatened and endangered species, is a lot better than the draft, CropLife America President and CEO Alexandra Dunn says on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week. The initial strategy was unworkable, Dunn said, but the final version, quote, has a lot of practical aspects to it, including opportunities for growers to get credit for on-farm practices, erosion control, and mitigation efforts. Dunn estimated there would be 4 to 5 crop protection products that will have Endangered Species Act requirements for 2025. It's a really important point for growers to know that there's not a tsunami of ESA requirements coming their way, she said. They're going to have time to get used to these requirements and prepare for them. You can hear more from Dunn, plus panelists Ashley Smith from Tory Advisory Group and Paul Winters from Clean Fuels Alliance America discussing vile fuel policy on today's Newsmaker episode. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Attorney for North Carolina Farm disputes state's conclusion that heat killed a farm worker. An autopsy report of a North Carolina farm worker shows He did not die of heat exposure. The attorney for Barnes Farming Corporation in Spring Hope, North Carolina, said yesterday. The report released by the North Carolina Medical Examiner's Office instead shows that Jose Arturo Gonzalez Mendoza, who died while harvesting sweet potatoes, quote, passed away from a pre-existing condition and not from heat conditions. In a news release from W. James Payne Law in Charlotte, North Carolina, the company is contesting $187,500 in fines from the North Carolina Labor Department. Barnes Farming lawyer James Payne said the state had made its conclusion without all the facts. The Barnes family and farm have been devastated by this tragic incident and have extended their sympathies to the family of Mr. Gonzalez Mendoza. This event has hit many people hard, Payne said. Mexican protest adding to rail service delays. A protest in southeastern Mexico is adding to congestion challenges hindering transport of U.S. grain into the nation. That according to the Agriculture Department's latest grain transportation report. Residents of the Mexican community, Chapulco, are blockading Fiorsor over past derailment, which the USDA report says, quote, has led to a backlog of grain waiting to move from Veracruz to livestock producers in central Mexico. Why is this important? Well, Mexican rail networks have been plagued with delays over the past year, and the latest disruptions will further hamper the harvest season exports of U.S. grain and other products. Mexico was the second largest importer of U.S. agriculture products last year, including large amounts of corn, soybeans, wheat, soybean meal, and pork products, according to USDA. Tractor and combine sales down amid rural economic slump. Sales of combines fell more than 19%. Sales of tractors dropped 40% in September compared to the same month last year, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers said yesterday. A total of 16,961 farm tractors were sold in September, a drop from 20,980 during the same month last year, that according to AEM. Combine sales, meanwhile, fell from 894 to 530. Take note, low commodity prices and high input costs have given U.S. farmers less cash to spend, a likely cause for the decline in farm equipment sales. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.